Okay. Here's the Daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines up on the bottom. My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanim. The Gemara had just quoted, related to the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan, about Somchen al Shituf Amakam Eruv or Eruv Amakam Shituf. Whether if you have a Shituf Mavos, remember Eruv Chatzeros binds houses within a Chatzer, Shituf Mavos binds Chatzeros in a Mavui, and allows them to carry within the Mavui, and through the Mavui from one to the other. So what if you only set up one of them? Does it work to cover the other one's function as well? That was the discussion that was related to in the previous Gemara. And the Gemara said, related to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, in trying to figure out what the Shita was of Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, the Gemara related to Shita of Rabbi Meir, who said it doesn't work. You can't have a Shita of a Makam Eruv. So now the Gemara says, where is that Rabbi Meir? My Rabbi Meir, my Rabbanan. Where is that, those Shitos? Titania. We have it at Braisa. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros b'pas. The first half of this Braisa is not argued upon. It's just a din. You, for Erev Chatzeros, you have to use bread. And if you wanted to use wine, you can't. You have to use bread. Period. This was discussed. This Shita was discussed, if you remember, all the way back in the first Mishnah in the third Parak, Daf Chavav Mebeis, where the Mishnah had said, in Parak Bakoma Arvin, in the third Parak, the Parak says, starts the Mishnah says, Bakoma Arvin Mishnathvin. You can make an Erev with whatever you want, and we can make a Shita with whatever you want. Chutz Benavayimim and Amelach. And Rashi there said, the first Rashi in the third Parak, Eruve Chatzeros Vitchumen. And Tosus immediately asks from this Gemara. It says on the Vayan Alpha Mebeis, it's only for Erev Chatzeros you have to use bread. So he leaves Rashi Bitzarachi and it says that parak is talking about Erev Tchumen. So Rashi has to figure, we have to figure out exactly what Rashi does with this Gemara, how he says that in the explanation of that Mishnah. But anyway, our Braisa says, if you, for Erev Tchumen, Erev Chatzeros, you have to use bread. Mishtatfin b'mavui, b'yayin, v'imratu l'shadei b'pas mishtatfin. What about a mavui? Sheet of mavos. So that you could use wine. And if you use bread, it is okay. Mishtatfin, you can use bread too. So which is better, which is preferred? So this is a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here says, "Umishtafin b'mavi b'yayin." You could use wine for shita mavos. Rashi says about the 10th wide line, "The shituf d'mavui eino elo l'shate freshus." Shituf mavos, says Rashi, is much different than eruv echatzeros. Shituf mavos is just to bind reshuyos, to link the access. HaChatzeros Shebamavui. L'shadev Rishus HaChatzeros Shebamavui. V'lo Rishus HaBatim. V'chatzer Lav Beis Dirahu. V'kol Shekein Pas T'chashev Tvei. So says the Rashi, Shita Mavos has a lower standard. It's only to allow access in this area, but it's not to create a residence in this area. Chatzeros is not a Beis Dira, so when you combine Chatzeros, you're not creating residence, you're just linking the access. So because of that, there's a higher standard by Erev Chatzeros. So using bread, fine, bread surely should work. Chashev Tvei. So it's even better to use bread for Shita Mavos, because that's chashev even though you don't need it. Tosfos at Dibur Basel Mishtatin says no. Tosfos says from the language of the Brisa, says Mishtatin b'mavi b'yayin. It sounds otherwise. Mashmaksas delachachila b'yayin mitzvah yosemi b'vas. Sounds like wine would be better than bread. Midelo tanya demi the reisha, since it doesn't say a parallel lashon like the reisha. Mishtatin b'mavi b'asim rosal lashon b'yayin mishtatin. That would have been parallel if bread is lachachila. Tosfos says it would have said that parallel lashon with a bidi ever language of the yayin, but it says wine has lachachila lashon. V'shema b'yayin min kartfei shehu shituf. Tosfos says maybe the point why wine would be better doesn't argue with Rashi fundamentally. Maybe wine would be better because that would be nikar that is l'shem shituf and not l'shem eruv. Umiya b'chol davar mahani, but bidi ever anything would work. It's an interesting machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos, which direction would it go in? Which is better for shituf mavos? Bread, that's Rashi, or Tosfos wine? Continues the Brisa. So that first part of the Brisa is not the machlokas. But now we get into the machlokas. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros umishtatfin b'mavui. Shelo l'shakeach toras erev minatinokos sheyomru avosenu lo irvu. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all Shitas Rabbi Meir. We're going to go with Rashi's interpretation. Again, other Rishonim have other interpretations. Rashi says you have to read each phrase that separately. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros. This is all Shitas Rabbi Meir. Ma'arvin b'chatzeros. You have to make an Erev Chatzeros even though there is already a Shita Mavos. In other words, you have a Chatzeros going into a Mavui, and you made a Shita Mavos. Rabbi Meir Shita says it doesn't matter. You can't just forget your Erev and use your Shita for the Erev. Why? Because you don't want the children, the Tinokos, to forget the concept of Erev. And even if you're going to put an announcement now, we had a couple days ago, Achraz to Ladar Taki, right? You're going to make an announcement for the kids, for the next generation, they're not going to hear it. So therefore, you have to be worried that they're not going to know about Erev. So says Rabbi Meir, Ma'arvin Bechatzeros. You have to make an Erev in the Chatzeros, even if you've already made a Shituf Mavos. Period. And the opposite, Umishtafin Mavui. And even if you made an Erev Chatzeros already, remember we mentioned the end of Shir yesterday. Erev Chatzeros has two functions, two parts. You can make an Erev Chatzeros A, to carry within each Chatzer, but B, the other way to make Erev Chatzeros is to bind two Chatzeros. Let's say two Chatzeros empty into each other, besides their entrances into the Mavui. So you also want to make an Erev Chatzeros to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So says Rabbi Meir, even if you have that second type of Erev Chatzeros, it doesn't help for Shita Mavos, because and the Rishonim say it's also Shalol Kakerach Torah Shituf. You don't want to forget either direction. So that's why it says Rabbi Meir, an Erev Chatzeros does not cover the Shita Mavos. The Shita Mavos does not cover the Erev Chatzeros. According to Rashi, though, there is one case that works, and that is if you made a Shituf Mavos and you also made an Erev Chatzeros within each Chatzer, so then even Rabbi Meir would agree that that's enough. And that Shituf would cover you to carry from Chatzer to Chatzer. Why? Because then there's no chash of Yishtakeach Torah's Erev. Because you didn't make an Erev. You didn't make both Erevs, fine. But you did make an Erev within the Chatzer. So according to Rashi, even Rabbi Meir, who's the Machmir Shita, the more limiting Shita, would allow that. He would allow your Shituf to cover your Erev Chatzeros between Chatzeros, even though he wouldn't allow you it to cover the Erev Chatzeros within the Chatzer itself. That's the one that the Gemara is referring to. That is all Shitas Rabbi Meir. And that's what we referred to yesterday from Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. The Chachamim omrim no, Oma Arvin Omishtatfin. The Chachamim say no, either Erev Chatzeros, that could cover Shitav Mavos, or your Shitav could cover your Erev Chatzeros. We're not worried that the Tidokos are going to forget, maybe because you did one or the other. Maybe there's a link between these two, conceptually, Shitav and Erev, and therefore, we're not worried that it would be forgotten. What exactly is the Shita of the Rabbanan? Each one helps for the other one. So the Pashtus is, and this is how the Rambam seems to interpret it, that a Shitav could even cover, even for within a Chatzer. Right? Because they have to be more Mekel than Rabbi Meir. So if they're Mekel in both directions, assuming they're Mekel in both directions more than Rabbi Meir, so then Erev helps for you don't need a Shituf. That for sure, they're more Mekel than Rabbi Meir, because Meir says it doesn't work. But if you want to say they're even more Mekel the other way, so then they would have to say that a Shituf could help you even for the Erev needed within, to carry within a Chatzer. Right? That's how other Rishonim say they don't go that far. They're all arguing in the other direction, in the Erev B'makom Shituf. But if you say they're arguing even in both directions, then you have to say that according to the Rabbanan, your Shituf Mavos helps cover you for both aspects of an Erev Chatzeros, within a Chatzer and to one Chatzer, from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So that's the Machlokas between the Meir and the Rabbanan. Now we're going to explain that machlokas a little bit. Pligi ba Rav Nechumi v'Rabba. Rav Nechumi and Rabba had a machlokas about this machlokas, Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Chad amar bipas du kol yamalo pligi de bachad asagi. One of these opinions said that really, if you had put your shituf with bread, everybody would agree that that shituf could cover the Erev. Even Rabbi Meir doesn't argue there. The brisa earlier that we just had, the quote of this machlokas, is not talking about that case. Because if you had put bread outside your shituf, even the tinokas are not going to forget Erev. Because it's bread, so they're going to realize it's serving both functions. It's bread, as we said before. Erev Chatzeros is done with bread. So that's not under discussion. Ki pligi b'yayin. The whole machlokes was with wine. If you used wine for your shituf, so then, can that work to cover your Erev Chatzeros? So Rabbi Meir says no. The mayor says, "Asi l'shakeach taras erev," because you can't use this for an erev. And the rabbanan say, "No, migu, since it works bimkomo, since this yayin works for its shituf. So once it has a heter, kivin dehutra in one area, we assume it's going to not do the other area as well. And again, we're not worried about l'shakeach taras erev." That is the first view of the machlokas. But v'chad amar, the other opinion says, "Biyayin to kuli amalo pligin to be natarti." The other way. If you use wine for your shituf, then even the Rabbanan would say it's no good, because you use something that's not roi to use for your chaser. So ki pligi bapas. The machlokes is by pas. Where if you use pas for shituf, can it work for Erev? And even there, Rabbi Meir says aser. Even there, Rabbi Meir says it doesn't work, even though using the same food. But the chiddush is even the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan would aser if you use wine, because that would not be able to be a function as your Erev chaseros. Those are the two ways. So meisvei, we're going to ask Akasha on this second view. Bachachabim omrim, look back at the language of the brisa. O ma'arvin, o mishtatvin. It says either Erev or Shita, if the Rabbanan allow, right? Erev bakam Shita, or Shita bakam Erev. So don't we say, my love, doesn't that mean done in its ultimate state? Oh, and this might be a smach to Tosfos that we had before. O ma'arvin b'chatzim b'pas, o mishtatvin b'bavi b'yayin. Doesn't that mean O ma'arvin means with what you usually use, bread? O mishtatvin with what you usually use, wine? And therefore, that's a kasha on the second explanation, because according to the second explanation on the top over here of Abin Aleph, that opinion holds that the Chachamim agree that if you used wine in your shita mavos, it for sure can't function for your Erev Chatzeros. And here, the language of the Brisa sounds like it would. So Rav Gidl Marav, Achi Kamar, no Raya. This is O Ma'arvin B'chatzir B'pas, Umutar Kan V'kan. O Mishazin B'mavi Pas, Umutar Kan V'kan. It means bread. Right? Don't say that means Yayin. It means bread. And therefore, don't ask any kashas. Omer, so what's the psak? What's the psak in this case of Shitav B'makam Erev or Erev B'makam Shituf? Can one function for the other? So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, another one of these three-leveled psakim that we've had a number of times already. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Rebbe Meir. The Rav first says the halacha is like Rebbe Meir, meaning you paskin that way in public. Rav Huna Amar minhag k'Rebbe Meir. Rav Huna says you don't give a shir about it, but if somebody asks you privately, that's what you tell them. That's what the word means by minhag. Rav Yochanan Amar nahagu ha'am k'Rebbe Meir. And Rav Yochanan says no, nahagu, the am has been knowing like Rebbe Meir, which means you don't even give that psak privately. But if people do it, you're not going to stop them from doing it. Three different levels. Interesting. I saw that this is quoted. This language is quoted as a Rama. The Rama writes in Hilchas Pesach. The Rama writes in Siman Taf Tzadik. V'noagin lomar shira shirim b'shabbos shel chol hamoed. Right, he quotes here the minhag of reading the Chamish Megillos. V'yemchal b'shabbos yom tov acharon omer maso bosa shabbos. Right, if there is no Shabbos chol hamoed, then you read it on Shvi'i shel Pesach. V'chein adin v'sukis im koheles. V'chein noagin lomar rus b'shvuos. See what he said. So listen, that was the language we just had. Remember, Noagin Loma Shira Shirim, Vimchal, you say it on Shabbos, Vechena Dem Sukkis, Vinoagin Loma Rus Beshvuas, Vaham Nohagu Shalolavarech Alehem Al Mikra Megela Vlo Al Mikra Ksuvim. The Ramah writes, the minhag is not to make a bracha. That's the minhag, the Gra says to make a bracha, but the Ramah quotes that the minhag is not to make the bracha. Asks a Shoel in the Chuvas HaRamah, in Shimin Lamed Hey, why don't you make a bracha? If you look in the earlier sources, you make a bracha, so that when you read it from a klaf. So when you read it from a klaf, you should make a bracha, which they sub as the minhag in various shuls. That you make a bracha, at least maybe not on Eicha. The minhag is not to make a bracha on Eicha, because we hope that those klafim won't be around so much longer. But the Shoel in the Tshuva Shimon Lamed Hey asks, how could you say you don't make a bracha? Why no bracha? So says the Ramah. The Ramah says, you are medactic in my language. Says the Ramah, what did I write here? V'noagin lo mashir shir b'shabes, v'noagin lo marus b'shvuis, v'ha'am nohagu shelo levarech alim v'kar megillah. Says the Ramah, there's a difference when I write noagin and when I write nohagu. Noagin means you should do it. Noagin means like noagin, to read it. V'ha'am nohagu means what can I do? This is the minhag. What can I do? This is mamish our Gemara. Our Gemara says the difference between minhag and nagu, and that's exactly what the Rambam does according to Gemara. But he says v'chein tikdakti v'asha kasafti v'am nagu sholavarech v'lo kasafti stav v'chein nagin k'moshehu b'darki b'shar makomos u'puk chazim ayam adabar v'chein nirali mitcham to amim. So we learn a yisod about reading a Rama now in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever the Rama writes nagin or minhag, that's okay. You should do it. V'nagu, you have to be choshish. V'nagu, you have to worry why the Rama writes v'nagu ha'amir. Maybe that is inappropriate. Okay, but that is the Ramah based on this line of the Gemara. Yeah.
It's just very, putting aside the Ramah, it's just unusual that this hierarchy is said l'chumrah.
That is unusual that this hierarchy is said l'chumrah. So Tosas asked that question. Tosas Yermaschon Nohagu says that what is the lashon of Nohagu mean? Nohagu means, you know, you let him do it, you don't get so upset. What are you going to get so upset about here? They're being machmir. So they put a sheet up, and you're putting an Erev instead also. So what are they getting so angry about? What are you getting? You potentially would have said no, but so that's Tosas. Tosas Yirasla Nagu. The Perek Basa, the Titus Mefarta Ariel Marina Kavasi, Vyavdinalo Machinim Ladayu. What does Nagu mean? You don't paskin that way, but if they did it, you're not Mocha. Vyim Tomer Mamachosh Ayachkan. Imachmir Kribi Melas is Erev Ashita. So they're Mach going to do both. What's the Macha? Two answers, says Tosas. Vyesh Lomar, De Lohavi Bracha Levatala. That's the problem. Why? Because if you make this Erev, you're going to make a bracha levatala. What kind of bracha are we talking about here? So that's something that we haven't mentioned yet, so let's do it now. There's a Rambam and there's a Rav Soloveitchik. The Rambam says in Hilchas Eruvin, Perek Vav, Halacha Chav Dalid. Kishem, the background, the given in this Rambam, as we'll see, is that you make a bracha on Erev Chatzeres. You make a bracha when you said an Erev Chatzeres. The Machlokes is Erev Tchumen. Kishem Shemos Ha'argav Tosos Amad Erev Chatzeres. That's the Rambam is fits in with Tosos. But then the Rambam has his extension. Kishem Shemavarchin Alei Ruvei Chatzeres V'shitufei Mavoos. And that's why Tosos has its chash. Kach Mavarchin Alei Ruvei Tchumen. V'omer Bazeha Erev Yei Mutur Li V'halich Mi'akam Z'alpayim Amal Kol Ruach. Etc. Etc. So that's how you see Tosas Shita, because you make an Eir Bracha, an Eir Chatzeres, and a Shita Mavos. So you're going to make extra brachas, and it could be a Bracha Levatala. And the Gemara says in brachas, make a Bracha Levatala over below Sisa. And even though most Rishonim hold this Rabbanan, the Rambam holds this Daraisa. Either way, it's a Chamor Iser. But what about Eir of Tchumen? So let's talk about that for a minute, even though it's not the Tosas. So the Rambam holds you make a Bracha on Eir of Tchumen. Says the Ravid, V'Amar Avram, V'Heichad Sivan Al Arev Tchumen. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. Where do you find that there's a mitzvah to make an Erev Tchumen? Bish l'may ruvei chatzeros v'shitufei mavos yesh bohen heker l'shabes shelo lahotzi l'rushas harabim. Ella, right, so by Erev Chatzeres, you understand that that's, you're supposed to make an Erev Chatzeros in order to allow you for, like we spoke about, Onik Shabbos a couple days ago, in order to help you have Shabbos. That's in the category of mitzvah. Ella ha'kula nafka min el Shabbos v'lo chumra. Va'afa b'shem arben alo dvar mitzvah, and even though we paskin, you only make an Erev Tchumen for a dvar mitzvah, but that's not inherent in the Tchum. Ha, ein mitzvah no gas la'erev, v'ech yomer v'tzivano, mitzvah's erev. End of Ravid. So the Machlokas Rambam Ravid, whether you make a bracha on Erev Tchumen. So what's the answer for the Rambam? This isn't a mitzvah. So what are you doing making a bracha? So, Rav Soloveitchik answers, quoted by Rav Schechter in his piece in Eretz HaTzvi Simen Gimel, where he has a long piece. We discussed this idea before. And that is, Rav Soloveitchik was machalik, even though we usually have three or four kinds of mitzvos. There's a birchas and brachos. Number one is birchas anenin, bracha on pleasures. Number two is a birchas shelach bahuda, brachos on praising Hashem, thanking Asher Yatzar, Berachas Hamazon, Berachas Shalach Vahuda, and then you have Berachas HaMitzvah. You have brachas that before you do any mitzvah, you make a bracha. There is a fourth category of tefillah. That's also like Shemona Esrei. That's none of the three above. So you say that's Shevach Makosha Hoda. That's tefillah. It's a different category. But said Rav Soloveitchik, even within Berachas HaMitzvah, there are two kinds of Berachas HaMitzvahs. There's a bracha on a Maisa HaMitzvah, and a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. On an effect that when you do a mitzvah and there's a new status, so you make a bracha as a recognition of that new status. And he quotes that that's why you find by various mitzvahs, sometimes there are two brachas. Right? Al hamila and la-achnisa. We're going to talk about this in brachas Tav Zayin. Why are there two brachas there? So Soloveitchik said, al hamila the mo'el makes. Right? Because that is a bracha on the ma'isa hamila. La-achnisa the father makes. So you might say it's stam shalach v'hoda, but it's a shalach v'hoda that you always do it, the ma'isa hamila. The Rambam said, why is that? So maybe it's Shalach Vahoda, but maybe no. It is a bracha on the Chalos Maho. Or what about the bracha of Erison? Again, that's only one. But why, that sounds like an unusual Birchas HaMitzvah. So the answer is no, that's a bracha on the Chalos Eishashish. So again, there are many examples that he gives. Maybe Tevila, maybe Shchita, there's a Chalos Shachut, and then he says, maybe Erev Techumin, in Achinami, according to the Rambam, against the Ravid. According to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah here, but there's a Chalos Heter. And sometimes, even when there's a Chalos Heter, connected somehow, some way, to a mitzvah, so that's also connected. Even separate from the mitzvah aspect, he seems to say. You have a new makom shvisa. It's not a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a chalos heter. So if you're creating a chalos heter, so that's why that would be the bracha. We mentioned a couple years ago when we discussed this, well, maybe that's kiddush in some way also. Kiddush is a recognition of the new status of Shabbos in a certain way. Okay, so that's all the Rambam and the Ravid on this Tosfos about Bracha Levatala. That's all the first day of Tosfos. Tosfos says that's the first answer. What about the second answer? Inami, a second reason why we'd be upset and we just say, okay, so you're not Moche. If you have a bris mila to do, and because you're going to be machmer like a remeyer, and you didn't set it up, you're going to say, oy vey, we can't do the mila today. We're going to push it off because we can't bring the knife. So there's a chumra. So we say, look, what can you do? And that's going to be a kula. So still, we're not going to be moche out loud. Okay, so what do we paskin l'maisa about the shita makamer of erev makam shitav? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam versus other Rishonim. Ends up being a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Zayin, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, who is machmir like Rebbe Meir. that Erev Malkam Shituf, Shituf Malkam Erev does not work unless you use pas for your Shituf, which is like the first understanding of the Gemara. Like by pas, if you use pas for your Shituf, then everybody would agree it would work. But the Ramah then says, no, V'yeshomer desomchan Shituf Malkam Erev, afilo lo nishtatu elo b'yayin. Even if you only use wine, it still works like the Shita of the Rabbana. And the Ramah, the poskim allude to the Ramah earlier in Shin Samach Vav, where the Ramah quotes our minag bezman hazeh to put Erevs in shuls. Why do we put in the bread in the shul? You know, the shul is not a makam dira, so the Erev Chatzeres has to be a makam dira. So says the Ramah, V'nira liyatam de'eruvin shalonu yeshlam din shituf, ve'ein tzarech laniach leveiz dira. Our Erev Zman Hazeh, we're not getting houses together, getting all these streets, everything together, mavuis together. So because of that, our Erev Zman Hazeh are considered shitufs, so, and we pass like the Rabbanan, that it does it, it's, you can put it, you can use anything, and you can put it anywhere, because it's not a din of dira. Okay, let's continue. Mishnah. Important Mishnah Lamaisa. And is this one Mishnah and the next Mishnah. Chamisha Chabura Sheshavsu B'Traklin Echad. You have five groups of people in one Traklin. One Traklin, let's say they have this huge room that they partitioned off after they had built, made it one huge room. And you have types of separations between the rooms. There is a picture of this in the picture book, if you want to see. Again, it's not hard to envision, but page 238, picture number 238, you have these partitions in between the walls. You have five sections. The partitions don't go all the way up, or maybe they do. We'll talk about it. But each makom, has a chatzer, has a door to the chatzer outside, and there are other houses in the chatzer that they want to make an Eruv in this area. So, is this five groups, or is this one group? That's going to be the question. Are these five people in there, five groups in there, considered one group or five groups? So let's say you have five groups that are sitting in one traklin. Beishamai yomim Eruv v'kol chabur v'chabur. Beishamai says they're considered separate. You need an Eruv for each group. Ubeis hilo omrim, no, Eruv echad l'kulan. One Eruv works for all. Umodim. But everybody would agree. But even Beis Hillel would agree that if they are in their own separate rooms or attics, meaning totally separate areas, so then even Beis Hillel would agree that each Eruv, each Chabura needs its own Eruv. Before we get into the Gemara, there's a Ha'ar of the Rashba here. The Rashba here has two Deos. What does the Gemara say? If some of them are in Chadarim Va'aliyos, so then everybody agrees that you need an Eruv for each Chabura. So it sounds like from the Gemishnah that what? Let's say you have three of the groups that have their own area, that have their own rooms, and the other four are still in these kinds of areas. So do those four, are they united anymore? Or are they separated? What does the Mishnah sound like? If miksasan are in rooms, you need for kol chabura v'chabura. You got the impression, says the Rashba from the Mishnah, that even those groups who are not in their own rooms, because there are three groups in their own rooms, even these need their own chabura. And ask the Rashba why. These are their own Eruv. So ask the Rashba, why is that? You know, if only miksasas, only those people should need their own. But he says, that's what it sounds like. So he says, why? But Tamioli, why should that be? So he says, V'yeshlomar, he says, no, this is why. She'elu shechilku rishis gemur la'atzman, once a few groups go to their own rooms, so that's megala on this whole project. That's megala that these groups, even though they're in this one big traklin still, they're on their way to separate partitions. Gilu alachirim, she'av avishalo chilku l'gamrei, b'mechitzas gemuros, daitan l'schalik l'gamrei, u'me'ata nigra kocho shel traklin, milachabron v'lasosan yachad. So that is the first day of that in a chinami, exactly how the Mishnah sounds. Then the Rashba says, I don't like it, but then in a mechuverli, based on a question he asked from Ahmed Beis, which we didn't get to yet, and he says himself, he thinks, don't take the Mishnah so literally. When it says, miksasan are in rooms, that means those miksasan now have to make their own Erevs, but the people who are still in the traklin would be able to still unify and make one Erev. Okay, either way, two deos, how to understand this Mishnah. There is an important Tosfos, Lamaisa, Tirasl Modim, where Tosfos talks about borders. Let's say you have people living in your house. Let's say you have Bachurim who learn in your house. Look at the middle of Tosfos. Tosfos says on the fourth line of Tosfos, Umiyu, Amyesh Adam Sofer, O Malame Beso, you have a Rebbe. Okay, Enosim HaBachurim, Habalo Motora, Vishruin Kolechad Bechedro Balia. Let's say you have borders and they all live in your house. And they have their own room, they have their own place, Bifnei Atzmo. Avo Bishachalukin Mivalabais Bepito. So let's say they live there. Let's say you have guys going to yeshiva, living in your house. And they have their own place, and they have their own door, let's say. They have their own apartment out to the street. Even though they're chaluk, says Tosas, ain't osun alav They're not considered separate. Ain osin, why? V'lo bal yerev, why? Bein sheish lam pesach b'shus ravim, bein shein lam pesach b'shus ravim. Even if they have their own doorway out. Why? Tosis makes 3 points here. 3 points. Mishnah Berurah says you need the first two. Chazon Ish, he says you need even all three to be mako. So what are the reasons? Look at the end of the line, right under where it says Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Number one, Kivan Shekula Mishtamshin B'tocha Bayis B'chol Ishi Tash Misheha. Since even though they have their own place, they all use the same kitchen, they use the same areas, the same hall, the same family room. Okay, they have their own spot that they go, but they share the area, the Afiyah B'Bishol U'b'chol Dover Chashivi Kulu Kilu Oklim Yishinim B'makam Echad. It's considered as if they're all eating and sleeping in the same place, even if they're not. That is one aspect. Says Tosas, skip a couple of words. V'od de'in mashalim reshus a lesser love lozel zeh. He didn't bring him into their house to create problems. Remember, we had a svar like this a couple days ago. That by the l'schirav l'kita, which Tosas is going to quote in a minute. Schirav l'kita is not l'chach, but it's only l'hakel. He didn't bring him in to cause problems for him. Umatzi l'silu kinhu. Third point. You can the balabayas can throw them out whenever he wants. V'hav l'ke Hey, Sakhir, Hey, Lakitim, Dilarmin, Lahachmir. So again, the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Ayin says you need, the E doesn't have the third one as a separate din, but you need all, the at least the first two. And the Chazon Ish in Simon Sadik says you need all three. But either way, this is very Lamaisa for the example, what else you asked me about last week, and that is if you have people, let's say, in hotels, or people in hospitals, or people in anything, any place like that, what's the story with an Erev Chatzeros? Does every single person have to contribute? What if the Balabayas has ability to throw you out? What if you're leasing? What if they're not Jewish? What if they're not from? You know, so all of these are serious shilas that you have to ask a shila about. Just one ha'ara about hospitals. Hospitals, the Nishmas Avram, like to Abraham writes in his Sefer, that hospitals are mutter, no problem by hospitals. All hospitals, you don't need an Erev Chatzer. As he writes there, Rav Auerbach Zatzal told me that there is no need for such an Erev in a hospital, and one may carry within his grounds on Shabbos. This ruling applies even if there is no Erev in the town, whether the owners of the hospital are non-Jews or not observant Jews, or whether there are patients who do not eat the hospital meals, but bring their own food from home. Rav Israel Auerbach Shlita told me that his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, is of the same opinion. It is sufficient if the patients have the right to eat from the common kitchen, even if this particular patient does not make use of it. Rav Auerbach Zatzal also wrote to me that this would also apply to a religious Jew in a non-Jewish hospital, since he could still eat fruits or fresh vegetables from the hospital kitchen if he so wished. So Bizman Hazem, maybe he won't eat the lettuce, but maybe he will eat all of the other vegetables, and that's why by hospitals it would be okay. What about hotels? So again, I don't want to paskin right now. I'm not paskining, but the Shmir Shabbos has one footnote about this in Perek Aleph and Siman Peivav, where he discusses what if there's a common dining room where one could, let's say, get certain types of food. Would that same svara apply? What about, you know, so this is a serious shiloh. Again, somebody asks if you go out to some conference in Phoenix or wherever out, then you're in the hotel, you're allowed to carry out of your room. So that's a serious shiloh one has to ask. Okay, so but again, hospitals is mutter, that's the psak that we have from Shlomo Zalman. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar of Nachman, we're going to have four versions of what the machlokas is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Remember, there's some case where Beis Shammai says the five groups in this, remember, it's Chamisha again, it's that number of Erevin, five, Chamisha Chaburas. So it says we have four versions of what the machlokas is about, where Beis Shammai says you need an Erev for each group, and Beis Hillel says no, one for the whole group. Amar of Nachman, number one, machlokas b'mesipas. Gula machlokas is by mesipas. What's a mesipas? So Rashi here says it's a low wall. A low wall of chatichos etzim. It's a low partition between the groups. The Aruch quoted on the side here says it's a wall with a lot of holes in it. A lot of chalon. Either way, it's some low level garua wall. That's where there's a machlokas. But if you have a real wall 10 tfachim high, even though it's not too tall, 10 tfachim, but if you have a wall 10 tfachim high, dibri akol erev kol chabur v'chabura. Even Beis Hillel would agree that that's enough of a break and you need an erev for each group. Number two, Ikat Amri, second version, Amr of Nachman, Afim Mesibas Machlokas. No, there's a Machlokas both by a wall 10 tefachim high and even by Mesipas. And the Chiddush now switches to Beis Shammai. Even by a Mesipas, Beis Shammai says it splits them up and they need their own Erev. Pligi bar Rechiv Rav Shimon Barevi. Chad Amar, this is version number three. Machlokas b'mechizos ha-magiyas latikra. The old machlokas is when you have walls that go up to the ceiling. That's where there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Unbelievable. So Beis Hillel would say, even if walls go up to the ceiling, Erev Echad Lakulan. So Tosfos on the bottom points out, you have to say we're not talking about real stone walls here. We're talking about Mechitzas Arayah, unless you have a curtain. You're on your Rios, Shemafsika, not a Tikra. If you have a curtain, you know, it's living in between the place. If you have a curtain, so then that's what Beis Hillel is. But if you don't have a real wall, then obviously that's not called a Trachlan anymore. Other Rishonim, Rabbi Yohona's son here, seems to make it sound like, you know, even if you put up a stone wall. Because originally it was one. So it takes more than putting up a real wall than to break it. But again, the Pashas is like Tosfos, that you have a garua wall here. So that's why even if it goes up to the ceiling, it's still a machlokas. Ava mechitza she'ein magiyas latikra, but if the walls don't go up to the ceiling, divrei hakol erbecha lekulan. Again, there even Beis Hillel would agree that you make, even Beis Shammai would agree that you'd make one big area if the walls don't go up. V'chad amar, fourth way to understand the machlokas v'mechitza she'ein magiyas latikra. The machlokas is by walls that don't go up to the ceiling. Ava mechitza magiyas latikra, but if the walls go all the way up, the divrei hakol, then even Beis Hillel would agree. Tzrichan er l'chol chabur v'chabur. Four ways to understand the machlokas. Meisveis, we're going to bring a raya. Rav Yehuda Hasavar. Rav Yehuda Hasavar said, so now we're going to bring, this is a Tana now. So we're going to make a right, because the four previous opinions we just had were Amorim. So I'm going to find a Brisa, which is the basis, or Kasha, on those Shitas. So Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar says, what's Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar? So Rashi says, Al-Shem Churfe. He was sharp. The Rashba says, based on the word Svara. They had Svara. Other Tosos here gives a different shot. Some say Tosos give a different shot, because what? He was the only Tana that was sharp? What, Dafka? He was HaSavar. There were plenty of Tanan. So that's why Tosuk gives another pshat, what it means. But says Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar, the Machlok Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not argue on walls that reach up to the ceiling. Everybody agrees there that you have to make your own Eriv. The Machlokas is that the walls don't reach the ceiling. If they don't reach the ceiling, so that's where there is the Machlokas. By the way, the Rashba here, not here, but in Avodas HaKodesh, and it is safer on Inyane Yantif, says that it doesn't dafka mean up to the wall. It means at least within three tfachim of the wall. As we had all the way at the beginning of the Masechta, Lavud. Right, as long as it's within three tfachim of the ceiling, it's okay. And this is a raya, some Achronim point out, for a discussion we had a couple months ago. Do you say Lavud Lahachmir? Remember, Lavud is Al-Khamosh. If you sit at, do you even say Lahachmir? So this would be example, this Rashba, of saying a Lahachmir. Because if you say, once it's within three of the wall, you're Machmir, and say, they're each separated, and you need their own Eruv. So this is an example of Lavud Lahachmir. So that's the Brisa. So now the Gemara goes through each of the Shitas. Lamant Amar B'Machitas Amagis LaTikra Machlokas, according to the opinion cited previously, that there's a Machlokas even by walls that go up to the ceiling, meaning opinion number three on Amar Aleph, Tziyufta. So this Kasha is Mamash again. This Brisa is against Beferish, that Shita. Lamant Amar B'Machitas Amagis LaTikra Machlokas, according to the fourth opinion, that the Machlokas is only by where walls don't get to the ceiling, but where walls get to the ceiling, so then everybody agrees. Siata, then this is exactly what the Brisa said. Siata, then it supports it. Lahach lisha damar of nachron machlokas b'mesipas, according to the first way of understanding that the machlokas is by mesipas, by low level walls, but everybody would agree if it's 10 tefachim high, tiyufta, that's akasha. Because so what if it's 10 tefachim high? The still, Beis Hillel would allow it, as long as it doesn't touch the ceiling. And finally, lahach lisha damar of nachron af b'mesipas machlokas, according to version number two on Amar Aleph, that there's a machlokas both by Mesipas and by Mechitza of Yutfachim, Lehmet Hevi Tiyufta. Should we say that it is a Tiyufta for this opinion? Why would it be a Tiyufta? Because this version of Rav Nachman says the machlokas is by Mesipas and by Mechitzas, and our Brisa only mentions Mechitzos. So maybe, would you say that there's a difference here? So the Gemara answers, no, you're not forced to say Tiyufta. Amar Lecha Rav Nachman, the Brisa would agree to this version. The Brisa would hold that they argue by Mechitza and by Mesipas. The Haidaka Miflag b'Mechitza. So why does the Brisa mention the Machlokas about the Mechitza, about the walls that don't reach the ceiling? No, it's all telling you that even though you have these high Mechitzos, even there Beis Hillel would say, Erev Echala Kulon. So why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you mention the case of Mesipas, the Hodiach HaKocha de Beis Shammai? Why don't you mention the low-level walls to say that even there Beis Shammai says that Erev L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad? Koach de Hetera Adif. Says the Gemara, no, the Koach of Heter is Adif. It's better to tell us that if you have a Chiddush L'Heter and a Chiddush L'Hachmir, it's better to tell us the Chiddush of Heter. Why is this? This is a well-known Rashi in the Seches Beitza, that Beis, even quoted here on the side, Ayin Pi Rishal Zeh Barashi, the Beitza, Rashi Beitza, that Beis says, Koach de Hetera Adif, Tov Lo L'Hashmi'enu Koach Divrei HaMatir. It's better to tell us that. Why? Shehu somech al shmuaso ve'eno yari lahatir. If you give a heter and a psak, you obviously know what you're talking about. You don't have sveikus. You're not going to give a heter if you're not sure about something. So giving a heter reflects that you really know your stuff. And that's why a heter is significant. Avokocha osrin ain't a raya. What, your aser? Oh, okay, don't do it. Okay, that's not, okay, anybody can say that. Why? Shakol yichol lahachmir. Vafilu b'dvar amutar. You're not sure. Okay, be machmir. You don't have to tell the questioner that you're not sure. It's better to be machmir. It's better. You don't even know, says Rashi. That's why koch tatera adif. Why? Because that is significant. That shows you that you really know your stuff. Tosva says, koch tatera adif. Why? Because by a heter, you have to bring a raya. You can't just paskin la heter. You have to bring a raya, which is similar to Rashi. Mashenkim by lechumra, you have to bring a raya. You're saying, no, it's not. Like, lo matsanu, so you have to be machmir. That is Rashi and Besa. But what's another svar for this? There's a tzlach. Right, there's another Behuda on that Rashi, where the Tzlach says, you know why Koch Teatira Adif? You know why that's true? That's because without this Psak, what would your behavior be? So your behavior, Lachara, would be Lachumra. You wouldn't do something. So therefore, Koch Teatira Adif is greater. Why? Because now this changes your behavior. Because now Koch Teatira, oh, it's Mutter. But says the Noda Behuda, in a case where, why is Koch the Isur not Adif? Because you wouldn't be Matir without this Isur Psak. This is so the call, it's not changing your behavior. I'm not going to do it unless I get a heter. So you give me an isser, so okay, I'm still not going to do it. That's not changing anything. So that's a kol tetera adif. But he says, lo fizeh, this principle is only by dinim d'oraisa. Because what's dinim d'oraisa? If you have a suffix by a d'oraisa, you're going to be machmir. So that's why kol tetera adif. So therefore, that's going to change your behavior. That's why it's significant. But what about a d'rabbanan? Sefer d'rabbanan lakula. You're going to be makel anyway. So says the Noda Yehuda, says the Tzlach, so Koach the Yehuda Adif only applies by Daraisas. By Darabanans, Koach the Yisura Adif. Because that's explaining that's the changing your behavior. Says the Marat Chayas and that Gemara in Beitza, our Gemara in Eirvin is against that. Because our Gemara in Eirvin applies Koach the Tzera Adif, even by a Ruve Chatzeris, which is a Darabanan. So Eliza Pitzarachi, and I don't know what the Noda Yehuda, what the Tzlach does with this Gemara. But that's the svara that he says, that Koch Tatira Adif is only by a Plukta Shel Torah. But by a Plukta Shel Sofrim, Nahafochu. The Sabbath Rabbanu Lukulav, Imkin Koch Tatira Yisura Adif. Again, but the Pashas, the problem though is that even in that Gemara in Beitza, it's about Muksa, which is a Darabanan. So the Noda Yehuda says, I know that, but a Muksa is a Chomer Ke'en Daraisa. You find a couple of examples at the beginning of Mesechus Beitza that Muksa is treated like a Daraisa, even though it's Ein Lo Iker Minat Torah. Right, it's a total Durabanan, but it's a Chomer Durabanan, as we've spoken about in the past, various levels of Durabanan. Okay, but that's the Rashi, that's the Tzlach, that's the Maritz Chayis, proving from our Gemara that it's even by Durabanans. Okay, according to Rashi's Svara, there's no reason to be Mechalik between Durabanans and Daraisas. The Tzlach Svara, there's reason to be Mechalik. Okay, continues the Gemara. Where are we up to here? Amar of Nachman. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda Savar. It looks like Rabbi Yehuda Savar, meaning if the walls go all the way up, that everybody agrees you have to have separate Erevin. Amar Nachman by Yislam Asis, and Amidekel, the Mishnah also proves this, Diktani, because it said, what's the language of our Mishnah? The Seifa said, Umot, Ibizman, Shabbat, Sassan, Shurim, Bechadar, Ma'alios, everybody agrees. Even Meis Hillel agrees that if they're in their own rooms, Shetzirchen Erev, Lekol, Chaber, Bechaber, that you need an Erev for each group. So, Ma'chadar, Ma'alios, what exactly is the case of rooms and attics? Ile, Mechadar, Mechadar, Mamish, Alios, Alios, Mamish. If it's talking about Mamish, rooms, and Alios, Pshita. What's the chiddush? Of course, they're in their own room. They need their own eruv. So elalav ke'ein chadaram ke'ein alios. It must be what's the seifa ke'ein. We have they're built like chadaram and alios. Umaynihu v'chitzas abakios latikra shmamina. So that's why even from the language of the Mishnah, reisha machlokes is about walls that don't reach the ceiling. Seifa chadaram alios, that must mean walls that reach the ceiling, and that's why Beis Hillel would agree that you need an eruv for each one. Tana. New shita. When does the whole Mishnah apply? When you take your Erev, remember we have the case, you have the five people in that room, and you have two other houses in the Chatzar. And now they make an Erev in the Chatzar. So when do each of these people have to send their own Erev? Only if the Erev is going to be in one of the other houses. But if the Erev is going to be in one of those five, Divrei Hakol Erev Echad L'Kulan. That everybody would agree, one Erev for all. Even Beis Shammai would agree. And Rashi here explains that this opinion does not think that the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Hillel is about machitzas. It's not about machitzas. It's about a separate issue, where if you have five people in a chatzer, and one of them is made to be a shliach to go to another chatzer, the other part of the chatzer, to put their Erev, can you have such a shliach? That's the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel according to this shita. So Beis Shammai says you can't, and each one has to go, and Beis Hillel says you can. So that shita is saying that if you, the Erev comes to you, now you send the Erev, then it's okay, one for all. Because really, fundamentally, according to the shita, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that the traklin is machaber all of the groups. So therefore, Kaman Azla, according to the shita, who is the opinion of the following Raisa? Hadatanya Chabisha Gomazay Rubin, five people that gather their Erev, Kshemolikha the Rulam Akam Acher. If you put your Erev in another spot, Erev Echad Lakulan, one Erev would suffice. So come on, Beis Hillel, that's like Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Shammai, he would say, no, if you send it somewhere else, you have to do it each yourself. No shliachs are allowed, according to this opinion in the Gemara. The Igad Amri, another version, is that not only in Beis Shammai, but even in Beis Hillel. When does Beis Hillel say that one suffices is when the Erev comes to you? But if you put the Erev in an outside this traklin, even Beis Hillel would agree that you have to have one Erev for each group. Come on, Azla. So then you ask, who is the Brice alike? Hadatanya, Chabisha Gavas Eruvim, five people that gathered up their Eruv. Kshemolich Eruvim Lamakam Acher, Eruv Echalakulan. So who is that Brice alike that if you put your Eruv, send your Eruv out, one for each group, come on to Lokachad, then that wouldn't be going like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Because even Beis Hillel, who's the more Makel Shita, according to the second version, says that if you send it out, you have to have an Eruv for each group. Okay, so that's just a Das Yachid in the Gemara about sending out your Erev, are you allowed to make a shliach or not? And that the assumption of this last opinion was that you were not. Okay, let's at least start the Mishnah. Ha'achin, again, very important Mishnah for various halachas. Ha'achin shehayu ochlen al shulchan avihem. Let's say you have in one chatzer, you have a father living with a bunch of his children. The children have their own houses, but they get something. Well, the pashas of the Mishnah is that they eat in their father's house. They all eat together, and then they go home to sleep. So they can, and there are other people in this chatzer, besides the father and the children. So do they need an Eruv? So says the Gemara, yes. Says the Mishnah, yes. They need an Eruv for each one. Meaning the children are considered separate entities. Therefore, that's why, if one forgets, he has to be Mevatel Rishus. What do you mean, Lofichach? We know this halach already. So you can look in the Tiferes Yisrael, he tries to explain that language. Amosai, but says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, when does each family member require to give their own Erev? If you put the Erev in a different house, not one of the father slash children's houses. But if the Erev comes to them, or they're the only diurin in the chatzer, then you wouldn't need to make an Erev. We're going to have to talk about this in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain what's going on here. Are they separate or are they together? Well, just because other people aren't there, they're still in their own 10 separate houses. And what's the difference where the Erev goes? So the Gemara is going to explain all of this. But let's just do the first two lines of the Gemara. Shma mina makam lina gorim. Is the Mishnah telling me that the place where you sleep is the place that's significant? Because after all, what does the Mishnah say? If they all eat in their father's house and they sleep in their own houses, they're considered separate entities. And that's going to be a machlokes, Bez Shem on tomorrow's daf. So is this Mishnah taking a stand in that machlokes? So the Gemara says, no, Amrav Yehuda, Amarav, b'mekablei pras shanu. No, it could be that really here, they even eat in their own house, the kids. But mekablei pras shanu, they get from their father and then they bring it home. What do they get? So Rashi here says, hotza'a, sounds like money. They get an allowance and then they go buy stuff. Other Rishonim, the Tosfos here, the Gilyon Hashas, Rabbi Eger here quotes the Tosfos later on at the Vayin Tes. Tosfos there says they have to get food, mamish. They have to get food from their father's house and bring it home. That's where they're connected. You can't just get money. So that's a machlokas what they're getting, but Makali Prashanu. But again, this has significant ramifications. This whole Gemara that's going to be talked about, Menachem's going to do tomorrow, about Neiros Chanukah. Neiros Chanukah is coming up. What if you're eating in one place? Let's say you go away for Shabbos and you're still there Motzi Shabbos and you're going to go home later. Where's the best to light candles? Where's your real makom? What about, right, and let's say you're going, that's the main case. When you're eating one place, that's going to a Hanukkah party, you're going to be there for until late at night. Makam Shena, Makam Lina comes up every Friday night. Let's say you're going out Friday night to eat at somebody's house. Where's the best place to light candles? You're gonna sleep at home, you're going out. So again, these are serious shilas that has to do from here. It has to do with Hilchos Erevin, it has to do with Hilchos Hanukkah, and Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah? And the dorms, right? The dorms. Where's the best place? You're in a dorm. You're in an apartment. Where's the best place to lie? Your dorm. Everybody shares a dining room. It's the best place. Separate from if the sakana issue, if there are laws, you have to follow the laws. But in a theoretical world where you can light where you want? Is it better to light where you sleep? Is it better to light where you eat? Again, these are all shilas that come up from this Gemara. Okay, so Be'ezah Hashem, continue tomorrow. Be'ezah Hashem, have a good Shabbos. Today's shiur was Zecher Nishmas Chaim Ben Ephraim.
Yeah.
I think one guy took the